This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball game. You gotta walk to the bathroom to wash your hands. It gets all over your face. For God's sakes, it gets in your hair.
That's awful.
It's not even cotton. It's not even candy. Buy your kids nerd clusters are dangerous, by the way.
All right, so where are you guys on nerds? I was having a conversation with some of the folks at Andy's yesterday about nerds in the custard and whatnot. That's a kid thing right now. It's a big trend.
Yeah, I don't like hard stuff in my cream.
Okay, that's fair. Mac, where are you on the nerds?
I know that I'm hard.
Nerds never like nerds. Nerd clusters.
Nerd clusters are pretty good, though.
That's where it's at.
That's the hot candy right now. So you're going to go to Andy's and get a concrete with like nerds clusters in it if they offered something like that?
I would definitely do that.
You would do that. Okay. All right. Again, a generational type thing like our poll. I'm not a huge nerds cluster fan in my ice cream. I like peanut butter, chocolate, you know, that simple kind of stuff. I got a jackhammer from Andy's the other day. I told you it was just vanilla custard with peanut butter in the middle. So good.
Good night, Cincinnati.
It was over. It was done. Probably go there after school today, get another custard. I think it is a generational type thing, you know, with the nerds because the kids do love that today and whatnot. But like the Raiders, Chiefs, and Chargers poll that we have going on. I'm an older generation. The rate. Oh my gosh.
We're good.
Oh my gosh.
Where's Matt Derrick?
Oh my goodness. That wasn't as bad as the Matt Derrick incident, but I mean,
it's on camera. That's essentially what happened to Matt Derrick.
No, mine was the entire thing. Shorted at the man's keyboard, burned his leg, left him for dead. He's like, that's okay, Bob. I'm like, you are the nicest guy in the world. I love Matt Derrick. I'm so sorry still to this day that I burned his keyboard up.
You look great, man. You've lost a lot of weight. Sorry, geek. Here's coffee on your door. Oh, by the way, at halftime, I'm going to spill all my mixed nuts all over your entire section, too. You thought the Chiefs had a bad offense that day.
That should have been the omen, Dusty, right there.
As soon as you split the peanuts, Bob looked at me and goes, you ready to get out of here? I said, I don't know. We got to drag Mac out of here. Oh, yeah. Literally within an hour, we had a guy brought his own barbecue sauce.
Right. And then
DeAndre Hopkins dropped it.
Yeah.
Bob drops coffee all over a laptop, spills peanuts everywhere, looks at me, closes the notebook, says, you ready to go? I'm like, dude, I've been ready to leave for about 30 minutes. Oh, yeah.
That was the Super Bowl in a nutshell right there.
And then
there.
We came back, and they told us, we're never seeing you guys again.
Yeah.
Said, don't worry about it. One and done.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. The rest are on the West Coast. They'll never let us out again. But it is a generational type thing in our poll because the Raiders, man, growing up, that was it. You wanted to beat the Raiders. They fought with the Chiefs. They punched the Chiefs. They hurt Len Dawson. Like, all this kind of stuff over the years, they've been developed. And then obviously it was a big rivalry for Lamar. He made it big with Carl and Marty made it bigger. Dick Vermeil carried that tradition forward. And then the Raiders dissipated like a winter storm and they haven't been relevant basically since 2002. And so that kind of rivalry faded away. And a lot of the newer generation of fans that, you know, came around in the early 2000s and were born, you know, 30 years ago, they've adopted the Denver Broncos as that rivalry. And it's interesting to see how that rivalry between those two teams has drastically changed. I think a competitive rivalry with Denver, but a hatred vitriol rivalry with the Raiders, I think is how I kind of look at it.
No, I'm with you. Because, look, I mean, the Raiders still kind of do things that, like, they'll spark that. They'll, I don't know, man. I
want to hate the Raiders, man. They haven't given me anything to, I can't get
it. They have flare-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like an STD. Like, they go away for a while, and all of a sudden, you're like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah,
again,
like it pops on your lip or something like that.
The
like
route around
sore,
the stadium.
Yeah.
They weren't anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, we hear the story of Josh Jacobs, like, don't do the midfield thing, and they're not going to handle it very well. They do it anyway. Jacobs gets traded. That game, the Raiders get blown out, and you're like, what's going on here? Like, I didn't think they were relevant, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh, yeah, they're in Vegas that one night that happened, and now it always comes back every 3 or 4 years and reminds you that it's still around. That's what the Raiders
are. Yeah, that's kind of the Raiders.
If that's inappropriate.
Yeah, but they're not around long enough to really cause a lot of damage, you know, like a summer cold or something like that and whatnot. But I've always hated them because they were always cheap shot artists, and you know, the whole Al Davis rivalry was great. But now, again, like, they have not been relevant since they played Tampa in that Super Bowl. I don't know that they have a playoff win since playing them in the. I don't think the Raiders have a playoff win since the AFC Championship game that year to get them into that Super Bowl. I could be wrong. I don't know that I am on that one, though.
Yeah. So one thing that we're not wrong about is that this whole situation with Belichick and Miss Jordan is absolutely insane, off the rails. The movie one day will be great. The documentary on it will be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
have they already started making that for Netflix?
I don't know. I did go down a rabbit hole yesterday, seeing everything that's coming out on Netflix this summer for like movies or documentaries. And one of them is the Titan Voyage that exploded, seeing the Titanic.
Oh,
so that's coming out in like June.
But we already know how that ends.
Yeah,
rich people doing stupid things.
But there might be more. And then you have Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah.
I believe is July 14th or July 25th. It's somewhere around there. That was also one of them. But
did you watch the Favre documentary yet on Netflix? I started that yesterday and finished it yesterday. It's an hour and 3 minutes. Fell asleep halfway through.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I want what you stole from me,
man. Yeah, like that wasn't in there, though. That should have been in there. The fight with Gaston would have been more interesting than anything else. And this guy with the welfare stuff. I'm not going to say anything about Favre. I don't want to get sued. But I just didn't find it to be all that interesting. I thought it was more about Jen Sturger than it was about Brett Favre, which is fine. And if, you know, I felt like it was good from her perspective, but from the Favre perspective, just some of the things that he did, I'm like, oh yeah, Mahomes does a lot of that too. You know, he had a lot of underhand throws and magical moments
that was his first comp. It was him and Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
I remember when he was drafted, like, it could be Randall Cunningham, could be Brett Favre. He's got a gunslinger mentality, but his footwork is terrible, and he improvises too much. And I don't know if he's going to be able to be controlled under this Andy Reid offense. 2025.
I think the best comparison of Patrick Mahomes, and this is taking a total turn, it is a Brett Favre, Joe Montana sandwich. It is a combination of those two. You've got the reckless ability to play like Brett Favre did with the underhand passes and the improvising that Montana also had, but Patrick Mahomes also has the smarts of Joe Montana. Like, Patrick Mahomes is not going to put his team in a position to lose a game ever. It has never have done that, right? Like, you can't really think of that many Mahomes moments where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that, which is what they said he was going to do because that's what Brett Favre did, right? He's got the smarts of Joe Montana, the gunslinging ability of Brett Favre combined into one quarterback. And that's what I kind of taken away from the Favre documentary and the Montana one that was on a couple of years ago. You saw Montana doing stuff that, you know, obviously Patrick Mahomes is doing today. I think he's a mashup of those two guys.
Bob's going to hate this from my side of the topic. I think he's Elway mixed with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't necessarily hate that. Aaron Rodgers is very smart.
Right. Yeah. The Aaron Rodgers of, like, before we lost it.
Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
Right. Aaron Rodgers used to do plays where you're like, what the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, he just threw that from his hip and it went 60 yards and the guy caught it in his left side of his body for another 10 yards after the catch. And then Elway, the reason I say Elway is because, like, the 13-second game, like the heart ripping out of your chest, 4th and 9, left-handed on Monday Night Football. And then coincidentally, John Elway hands them the trophy to become, you know, the dynasty that they are. So I don't know. That's there. But the Belichick thing and the Jordan thing, she tells one person yesterday, and this happens right when we're in post-production meeting after the show. And here's the story now.
that supposedly he has proposed to her, or maybe she proposed to him. But either way, they are engaged. She has told one person of source, and then that source, like wildfire, lets everybody know. So he's going to get married to this woman.
I guess he's marrying Jordan. Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
she's just 2 years younger.
That's exactly right. Okay. Yeah, she's 24 and he's 74.
Okay,
those kids. She is less than a decade older than my children, my eighth grader and my freshman in high school. She's less than 10 years older than both of them, and she's marrying a 74-year-old.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's say that, like...
It's weird. I don't care how you look at it. It's weird.
No,
right.
It's weird. Imagine if I was dating a 74-year-old.
I would love it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The double standards would probably be alive. For sure. Yes. Yeah.
Right. No, the double standards are definitely...
Double standards are Ron Slay gave you.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, I don't know if a 74-year-old is considered a cougar, but,
no, they're considered, like, in the home almost. You know, like, that's my mother is 74. Mac dating my mother.
That's weird to say out loud.
Seriously, but that's what it would be.
That's very weird.
Mac would be dating my mother.
Oof. No offense, Bob. Ew.
Right.
No offense. Yeah, that's yeah.
And Belichick's giving off vibes of not ew.
I mean, of course, Belichick. Ugh.
I mean, you look at that guy. It looks like he just woke up in a box.
Well, if you look at the ring video that went out, shirtless and walking out of there, lost and delirious. That's like me looking for the newspaper, knowing that there hadn't been a damn newspaper delivered to my house in 15 years.
I mean, remember Tony Soprano walking down and getting the Star Ledger and scratching his ass? Like that's what that looks like, right? I mean, that's exactly what that looks like. I mean, it's weird. And I was thinking about it. I asked my wife this question last night. I go, what would you do in 10 years if one of the girls brought home, like, Bill Belichick?
Can you pay all of this off before it ends?
I mean, yeah, right, exactly. There's a little of that. She better get money, you know, type of thing. But, I mean, there was a long pause and a lot to think about, because it's easy to sit here and say, oh, my God, that's gross, that's disgusting, when it's not your family, right, when it's not your kid. And my wife said to me, she goes, well, I'm going to find out first, do you love this person? And if you really do love this person and you're actually in love with this person, then it will change the way that I perceive this type of relationship. But if I'm sitting on the couch and my daughter brings home, I'm trying to think of somebody locally that we could compare it to. I don't even know who it would be. Ned Yost or something like that. Right here, this is my new boyfriend, Ned. Or what? I'm like, Ned? Like 80. What the hell's going on here, right? Like,
the hell's Brett Favre doing here?
Right, exactly.
I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
Yeah. But like Ned is kind of in that age range. He's actually younger than Belichick, I believe, right? Wow. And so whoever the case may be, if your child brings home somebody 50 years older than them and now is engaged to them, it's going to be some serious conversations that have to take place. I would initially be creeped out. I'd initially say no, but you have to talk to your kid about it and find out, what are we doing here?
So Mac was born in
98.
Jordan was born in 2000. So just did some due diligence during the break to figure some things out from the year 2000. Do you want to guess what the highest grossing movie of 2000 was? I'll give you a hint. Jim Carrey.
Mask. Liar, liar.
Those are all in the 90s.
Yeah, I was going to guess Mask too. No, I don't know.
It was How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It broke records for the highest weekend debut for Christmas-themed film and non-sequel. You've been watching that with your family and your loved ones for the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Great movie.
That's right. She was born when that came out. Gladiator, historical drama that got all the acclaim that year. Mission Impossible 2 came out.
Whoa.
We're on Mission Impossible 10. Meet the Parents came out.
They did. They met he met the parents, all right.
That's right.
Yes.
Florence Nightingale over here can't catch a volleyball. Set me up. I'll get it. Castaway came out.
Wow.
So then you go and say, okay, well, what were the top songs? In January, it was Smooth by Mr. Rob Thomas and Santana.
I feel like that song was released yesterday.
So yeah. Give me a sample.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the generic
version. That's kind of how it starts.
We can't play licensed music.
I was going to say, I'd play it.
And you're just like the ocean under the moon. It's the same as the emotion that I get from you.
Okay, okay.
You got the kind of love that make me be so smooth. Yeah. So give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
And then the guitar. Okay, yes, there you
go.
Yes.
What a Girl Wants, Christina Aguilera. Still doing this.
What a Girl Wants.
He knows that one.
What a Girl Needs. Whatever makes you bend at your knee.
Say My Name.
Say My Name. Say My Name.
Yep. Let's see here. What else we got? It's Gonna Be Me. Before it was Gonna Be May. The meme of the meme or whatever. Yes. Bryce Harper called it. Started then. Like, that's where that is. Top rated United States television programs in the year 2000. Number one.
In the Survivor. Year 2000.
ER was still on.
Wow, ER was still rolling, huh?
Noah Wiley was still cutting into bodies with George Clooney and she was born. That's how long ago this was. It's crazy to think this. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was on Wednesday and Tuesday.
Oh, and Regis was still alive back then. Yeah.
Everybody Loves Raymond, Friends, and Monday Night Football were still going strong.
Everybody Loves Raymond had just started right about then, too. They were hitting their stride right about the year 2000.
My God, I just found this out. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was like the NFL. It was on Wednesday, Tuesday, Sunday, and Thursday.
Whoa. It was all over the place.
And Christmas.
It was the NFL before the NFL. Regis Philbin looks like my mother's friend Helen.
Okay.
Sweet.
Do you want to guess who the highest paid actor was in the year 2000?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to guess Jerry Seinfeld.
I wish. It was Bruce Willis. Guess. He was the highest paid actor. He was also the highest growing star of the year at the domestic box office. Other top earners included Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and everyone's favorite Mel Gibson.
Jeez. What about when Bill Belichick was born? 1952.
Okay.
Man, the TV didn't exist.
Was that when the Knicks won their first title?
Yeah, exactly. Binkley was complaining about the tush push.
Yeah, the Abbott and Costello show. Yeah. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet.
My dad wasn't even alive. 1952. What do you think the top song was in 1952?
I'm going to say Stand By Me. No, there's probably something. Shoo-wop. Ba-doo-wop.
Yeah, magic.
Lottie
Miss Clottie. That's what it says. Lottie Miss Clottie.
Lottie Miss Clottie.
By Lloyd Price.
I was growing up listening to that crap because my parents, like, I don't know that I know that song.
Oh, my gosh. That was the number one song in 1952. I've never heard Lottie Miss Clottie.
See if you can find it and play it. Good golly, Miss Molly!
I remember that one. That it wasn't that. So yeah,
who was that? Richard Little.
Yep,
Little Richard.
The Greatest Show on Earth was the highest grossing film in 1952. Also, High Noon and Quiet Man were both critical and box office. I guess a box office success. Huh? Never heard. Is the greatest show? No, that's The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, The Greatest Show. I mean, that's Jerry Jones.
So do you think he makes it his entire year in North Carolina?
I don't think so.
No way?
I mean, I say there's no way. Where there's a will, there's a way, obviously. And where there's a will, there's a, you know. But that's why the family's mad. They're afraid she's going to take all the money from them, you know. And I think rightfully so at this point in time. Like, you've got to understand why this is. But as a dad, it's creepy. It's weird. But I would have to have a long conversation with my child about it to find out, like, what's going on here in this situation. What's the end game with all of this? But I don't know, man. Like, I just think right now he's not representing North Carolina in the way that North Carolina likes to be represented.
Or that they thought.
Right. Like they got a bill of goods here, no pun intended. And it's just the whole thing has been bizarre. The story came out yesterday. She wanted to own Hard Knocks and get cuts off of that and have creative control. Like, who are you?
A businesswoman.
I mean, like, but you're who are you? Like, why are you getting involved in this? Like, who appointed you to this type of stuff? I guess Bill probably appointed her to that, right?
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Carolina got confused with the wrong Jordan.
No!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Got a few minutes here for one word. Love that we had a text that even said no one word today. Love that it's becoming a staple of the 7:30 of Fesco and Dusty. Here we go. One word on the international slate, expanding this from NFL Nerd. The international slate for the NFL will soon have 16 games annually, opening the door for all 32 teams to play internationally each season.
There's your Netflix package right there.
Mm-hmm. So Netflix is your word?
Yep.
Yeah. Obvious, we knew this was coming. It went from one game a year to two games a year to all of a sudden London's new team is Jacksonville to four games a year. Might as well just go all in with it. So it's inevitable.
And it's coming on the heels of now every team has an international territory that they're basically allowed to market in. I think the Chiefs have six different ones. Mm-hmm. Spain is one of their territories now. We're playing games in Spain. That may be a future site for Kansas City. This year they have the nine home games, so it won't be next year, but probably the year after. They could potentially go to Spain. Buffalo's got Canada.
This from our guy, Buck Rising.
Mm.
Titans today announced that the team has been awarded the international marketing rights in Ireland as part of the NFL's global marketing program. One word on the Titans announcing international marketing rights.
Well, it's everybody getting international marketing rights now. Growth. Growth is the way to do that.
Lucky. At least somebody wants them. Tennessee doesn't. They wear Tennessee's bags like, over their heads.
Oh, my God. We don't want to go to Ireland.
They want the Royals. Not going to get them.
Yeah, it was cool to see the map yesterday come out and see where they, like, basically it's a bit of game of risk by the NFL. They have just taken over the world. Whether those countries want these teams or not, could you They're imagine coming. Being, like, one of these countries that got awarded, I don't know, the Cardinals?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think you'd just be happy to have that sport. I mean, imagine if we got, you know, I don't know, Wolverhampton. That's our team. Big, all right, well, at least we'll get a good team to come play us.
The Dagwise? All right, one word on what Missouri State Representative Mark Sharp said on the drive yesterday. Here it is.
Well, I think the Kansas package may be just be a tad sweeter, but not much. Not enough to want to relocate. That's for sure. And again, Arrowhead, you know, for Arrowhead to consider staying where they're at, which is a really pretty fairly convenient consideration with all the space they have around there. Imagine Kauffman Stadium, you know. And again, I grew up going to games at the K. You know, I'm not really wild about seeing, you know, the stadium knocked down in any capacity. But that might be where we're headed. And if the Royals move to Clay County or move downtown or whatever the case is, the Chiefs are going to have are going to be in a real good position to expand what might be some sort of a sports entertainment district. And I think a lot of folks would be excited about that.
There was Mark Sharp.
Was that the lawyer from My Cousin Vinny?
He didn't kill anyone. We intend to prove that they.
That's all I heard is the guy from My Cousin Vinny. The other guy went up the stairs in Odyssey, couldn't catch his breath. This guy couldn't say a sentence. Get it over with. 27-10, 5 seconds left. Kansas leads. I don't know how many words that was.
Screw it. I really don't have anything to add to that. Missouri, you've had over a year to figure this out, and you're acting like you just woke up and found out that this was going on. That's, I mean.
That's it. What about everything we talked about?
Yeah. I mean, you've had since April 5th of last year to figure this out. People are like, I don't understand why we're in such a rush.
Visit the Sack of Suds. Convenience store.
That's it.
I mean, what's the difference between Kansas and Missouri when it comes to which deal is sweeter? I don't know. There's no vote, and Kansas actually has a plan. Like, Missouri legitimately does not have a plan. Hmm. Kansas has got a plan. It expires in 30 days. Yeah. Do you want it or not? Or do you want to go with these guys who ain't got no plan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Plan. And then it's got to be voted on.
No doubt.
I mean, that that guy also went on to say, well, we got to convince St. Louis and the Boot Heel to be on board. You should have been doing that for the last year.
Coming up on the other side, we get to the yesterday we did the best Chiefs offense since 2000.
Imagine being the country of Nigeria and being awarded the Cleveland Browns. That's the Browns international market. Like, if you're in Nigeria and you're waking up, we got an NFL team. Who do we have? The Browns. I'd rather not have one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.